Welcome to the Insiders Podcast, where I'm going to be talking about the secrets to standing out in today's competitive business landscape. I'm your host, Mark Eberwhite, and let's start chatting about the power of a unique selling proposition, or USP.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast, and thanks for tuning in. And here is your host, Mark. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of how to create a USP, let's talk about why they're so important. A USP is a statement that defines the unique benefit or advantage that a product or service offers to its customers. It's what sets you apart from the competition and helps you attract potential customers. And in today's crowded market, that's more important than ever. And I think I have the perfect example for you today. We're going to talk about a small business that specializes in selling handmade candles. They've been in business for a while and have a loyal customer base. But they're looking to expand their reach and attract new customers. So what did we do to help them? The team realized that they needed a clear, unique selling proposition to stand out from the competition and attract new customers. With our help, they conducted market research and analyzed their competition. Through the process, they discovered that their candles were made with all natural ingredients and essential oils, a unique advantage compared to their competitors. With this information to hand, we worked with the team to craft a USP statement that highlighted this unique benefit. Candles, handmade with all natural ingredients and essential oils for a truly authentic and aromatic candle experience. This USP effectively communicated the unique advantage of their candles and helped them stand out in a very crowded market. And by creating this statement, I hear you ask, and what was the result? By clearly communicating their USP to potential customers, the candle company was able to differentiate themselves from the competition and attract new customers. They saw an increase in website traffic, social media engagement, and sales. Additionally, their loyal customers were excited about the new USP and were more likely to recommend the candle company to their friends and family. We believe that a clear and compelling USP is essential for any business to stand out in today's crowded market. By identifying and communicating a unique benefit or advantage, a business can attract potential customers and differentiate themselves from the competition. And we were proud to have helped them in doing just that. Now, there are pretty much five steps in creating a USP, which I think would be good to actually go through. Firstly, you need to understand your target market. This means getting to know your customers, what they want and need, and the problems your product or services can solve for them. This information is crucial, especially when creating a buyer persona. Secondly, research your competition. It's important to know what your competition are doing, what they're doing well, and where they're falling short. This information can help you identify gaps in the market and areas where you can differentiate yours. Next, you need to identify your unique selling points, whether it's a unique design or advanced in technology, or something more intangible like exceptional customer service or a commitment to sustainability. You need to know what sets your product or service apart. Now you've gathered all the steps from above, now you have to get down to the nitty-gritty, create your USP. Once you know your unique selling points, you can use them to create a USP that accurately and effectively communicates the benefits of your product or service to your target market. Make sure it's clear and easy to remember. Finally, you come to the point where you need to test and refine. Test your USP with a small group of potential customers to see how it resonates with them. Use their feedback to refine your USP and make sure it's hitting the right notes. And there you have it. By following these five steps and continually testing and refining your USP, you can ensure that it's effective communicating the unique value of your product or service to your target market. So don't wait, get started on creating your USP today. We will see you next time, where we'll be discussing building a strong customer community, best practices and success stories. We would love to hear your feedback on our episodes, and any questions you have about e-commerce, branding and marketing, please leave your comments on the channel and we'll do our best to address them in future podcast episodes. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Insiders Podcast, and remember to like and subscribe for further updates.